This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. So imagine you're in a museum looking at a piece of art and a robot strikes up a conversation with you about the art, trying to stimulate your interest about all art. Sound far-fetched? Not really. The University of Michigan Museum of Art and the university's Robotics Institute are working together in an attempt to develop a robot that can actually act naturally with visitors and initiate interactive conversations about art. Here to tell us more about that are John Turner, the University of Michigan Museum of Art's Senior Manager of Museum Technology, and Reiko Luo, a PhD candidate from the Robotics Institute. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So I guess the first question is, why? What do you want to do this?
I would say there are two overarching goals that we're really interested in pursuing. The first one is fundamentally changing the idea that art spaces, specifically humanities-based art spaces, can be used for research and collaboration for purposes outside of traditional humanities research. And in this instance, we're really interested in collaborating with engineers and the Robotics Institute.
So does a museum space work for you?
Yeah, it's a really interesting area to work with. So for robotics, like, we want to make a robot that can work with people, and a museum is kind of like a really good test place for us, that there are a lot of people there, and the robots need to move around all the people, and they need to communicate with those people. It's a really good area for robotics to test their algorithms, whether they can work with a human in the real world.
So I'm curious, because I'm a visual person. What would this thing look like, and how does it move?
We are not honed in on a particular model of robot. We're already on our second model at the moment. The first one had a head that had a display on it, and it could have eyes. The second one doesn't have a head at all. It has a giant articulating arm. But what we're really trying to do are solve incremental problems to get to what most people might typically imagine to be a robot that's more humanoid in appearance from like a Star Wars or a Star Trek perspective.
Oh, an R2-D2 or something like that?
It's more like R2-D2 right now than the other one.
How might a robot approach a museum visitor and start a conversation?
That's a good question. So on our side, basically, first, you need to make the robot move to the human, and you need to follow a lot of social norms of the human. Basically, kind of like how far away you need to keep a distance with a human.
Oh, right. And if it's right in your face, that would not be
fun. So this is one part of our research. So we have one collaborator who work on this kind of research. Another side is about how to make this social communication with the human. So we're using the existing technologies, and we're going to design some social interactions with the human that the robot may ask some initial questions to the human, just like some normal human docent ask the visitors, and then they can engage some discussions. And based on their initial discussions, so we are going to design some algorithms to analyze your comfort level of interacting with art. And based on this, the robot may ask you other questions or that can simulate your interest, or they may give you some stories about the art that can help you think more about the art.
Why is interaction with an art museum, the visitors at an art museum, a good platform for trying to develop this moving interactive robot?
Well, most people think of robots in engineering research within manufacturing realms.
Right, exactly.
You know, the closest to most consumers might get to a robot in their own world would be more like a Roomba. Roombas are designed to do very one specific thing. They just clean up messes. They don't have to take notice of social cues, behavioral distance, norms within a group of individuals to figure out how best they should interact with a human. The museum is providing all of these opportunities and a lot of different lines of inquiry that need to be solved and researched, where you may see robots in museums in the future, but you're most certainly also going to see them in non-museum spaces. You'll see them at supermarkets, you'll see them at banks. Many of the lines of inquiry that we're pursuing here from the research standpoint are going to help inform some of those other areas of research as well.
One of the things I was wondering about is, you know, some people really get immersed in a piece of art. They're totally not, they're outside of the surrounding world completely because they're in that canvas or in that marble. When would a robot know when to just leave somebody alone so that they're not interrupted in that experience?
One of the things that we like to lean on heavily in this research project is how our staff has already put together a body of knowledge about those sorts of social norms and cues in a museum. A museum staffer or a volunteer docent would never interrupt someone in that state. And it's highly unlikely that we would program a robot to do that.
And how this is the tricky part, the tech part. How do you know if somebody's just standing there going, wow, I want to know more about this, or somebody's just engrossed in it? I mean, that seems like those are physical cues that are difficult for humans to figure out.
Yeah, that's a good question. So we are still testing these kind of things. So my idea is kind of like when you move close to the human, you can see whether they pay attention to you, and if they're looking at you, and you can probably you can based on their facial expressions, and you can notate they want to say something to you, or they just don't ignore you. In the case that I ignore you, basically you can just walk away. And if they actually looking at you and they try to say something, then probably they want to engage with you.
So you want a robot to act as a docent, a liaison between art and museum guests, with automation so often replacing workers, as we've seen in the auto industry. I'm sure there are people who are wondering if you're trying to replace people with docents. Are you?
No, this is something we want to dispel as quickly as we can. What we're really trying to understand is how humanity is going to respond to seeing robots in non-typical situations where we know they'll be deployed in the future. And in society, they will be in a variety of places where people will encounter them every day. The museum has such a context of confusion with whether it's ambient sound in a gallery, mm-hmm. multiple groups of people speaking at the same time. These are all very challenging problems that the robotics community is going to need to solve and address before they can be deployed widespread.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And also, I think our goal, we are not going to replace the human docent. We are more like going to collaborate with a human docent or help them have a better provide better experience to the visitors. For example, a lot of visitors, they may be shy to talk with human docent, like some questions. They may think that too silly, but actually they are really useful questions. A lot of people, they have similar questions. So maybe have a robot there, they may be more interesting to ask those questions, and we can collect those questions. Those can help the human docent to provide a better experience.
So in developing this project, what's been the most interesting or surprising thing you've run into?
I would say, surprisingly, a non-robotic answer. It's more about the human side, the collaboration and getting to understand more about the engineering world from the museum side, and conversely, the engineers having a better understanding for how the museum world operates. We've had to learn each other's semantic differences.
Yeah.
We've had to better understand what a big grant is versus a small grant, because they're just worlds apart. And I think this is going to influence really positive research in human-robotic interaction more than anything else. If you have the engineers siloed so that they're not understanding what people outside of that world experience and expect, you're going to get a very different result. And that's been a very positive experience that really took me by surprise.
Yeah, so on our side, a lot of things kind of like the semantic difference. One example is, first we come up with a term called comfort level of interacting with art. So on engineering side, we may think about this as kind of the knowledge level of the art. It's kind of whether I know the art or not. But on the humanities side, it's basically about how you feel about the art, what's your comfort level with interacting with the art. It's not about the knowledge itself. So we figure out this the semantic difference takes off like 1 month to figure it out.
It did. There were a lot of very interesting meetings.
Yeah, we have so many meetings together to discuss these ideas, and then we figure out, oh, we're actually talking about the same thing, but we're using a different language there.
So the humans have to get everything straightened out before they can even begin to
It would not be successful in the robotic sense unless the humans can find success first.
How will you know when you have a robot with enough finesse to pass, to do the job?
There's no real end goal in mind. This is a process that will ever be refined. I think that you could approach this problem not with the robot being the authority, speaking with the museum voice, but if you find that this could be a real solution for filling that gap when visitors to museums who are shy or perhaps a little hesitant, you could have different personas that robot could take on, such as wanting to learn with you. So if you have a robot that is a novice working alongside you to help you discover and learn and ask questions, that could be a really great gateway to then working with the docent and having a deeper experience.
Has anybody asked the museum visitors what they think of this idea?
We're not to that point yet. We have not deployed this on the museum floor in practice beyond when the galleries are closed for mapping the space and providing navigational assistance for the robots. Several of the experiments that have taken place with humans have been in the lab. And when we can get it to the point where we're actually able to test that in the galleries, we'll be probing those questions of our visitors for sure.
So when do you think you actually might have a robot on the museum floor and working with visitors, not just doing test runs?
This is a difficult question to ask. So much of the research in general is dependent upon funding. I would say that we're wrapping up the very first point where we can actually have baseline information to sort of pursue that second round of funding. So what we're really trying to do now is refine what we've learned so that we can position ourselves to take the next step.
And what is your next step?
Our next step? Right now, we are actually working on the neural language processing part. So we are working with UMA people to collect some data from the participants online. So we do some cloud sourcing to ask people to answer some questions, describe the art, something like that. And we are trying to build some algorithm from that. And we're going to conduct a user study in the lab. So not in the museum, directly in the museum, but more in the lab. So to see whether those algorithms are ready to go to talk with people and whether people are comfortable with this technology and whether people feel good to talk with a robot in that sense. So then the next step, maybe go to move the robot to the galleries.
That is Raikon Luo, a PhD candidate from the Robotics Institute at the University of Michigan. John Turner is the University of Michigan Museum of Art Senior Manager of Museum Technology. I never would have thought technology would have included robots in an art museum, but I'm glad to hear about it. They're working together to develop a robot to act naturally with visitors and encourage greater interest in art. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.